Hey, trivia fans, it's Andy from the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. We're excited to bring you a brand new series, our summer series. This special edition is packed with trivia made just for school-age kids, with fun, sunny themes all about summer and vacation. Whether you're on a road trip, hanging out at the beach, or chilling at home, you can play along wherever your summer takes you. We will even have special guests dropping by to read the questions. So get ready to test your knowledge, challenge your family, and most of all, have some fun. Thanks for joining us and enjoy the show. Welcome back, guys. We have Dexter and Andy here with you again, and we have invited Dr. Scott to be a part of this
one. Hey, thanks for the invite.
Well, thanks for coming in, buddy. How's your day been so far?
Pretty good. Dex and I had a side conversation. He said you were dead weight, so he asked me to sit in on this one, Andy, so I'm here to help him out a little bit.
Awesome. Yep. I just keep the show rolling along. All right, so today's topic is video games, Dexter. This is something we have bonded over since almost the day you were born. Mm-hmm. Scott, we have our love of video games as well documented on the main show, of course.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what type of games do you tend to lean towards?
I like games with big stories. But games that you can still play after you finish the story.
So are we talking like sandbox, like open world type games?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a, I don't want to give anything away. We got to be a little bit careful about any potential answers, though. But I think that you've bonded with your friends. Like that's part of your generation is playing games remotely with friends, where Scott and I, if we were playing with friends, we were sitting next to each other.
Right. Yeah. True. Yeah.
And that obviously with the invention of the internet transitioned all of that. I still find myself, I'm still an avid gamer. Mm-hmm. I engage very, very little online with online gaming. And I think that's foreign to a lot of people. I think that's where they often migrate is to the to the more online.
Yeah, I just spent midnight this past week at Best Buy waiting for the Switch 2.
Did you really? Did you get one?
Yeah, I had pre-ordered one, so I was in the pre-order line. But yeah, I'm still, you know, I'm still nerdy like that. I'll wait. I'll go at midnight to get my console.
I don't want to date the episode too intensely, but the Grand Theft Auto 6 has been in conversation for years, and you're starting to see actual screenshots.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it looks stunning, as you, of course, would believe. And I have to believe they're going to integrate large language model AI into it somehow. And that is so exciting to me. But anyway, again, nerding out here a little bit. Dexter, we are going to look at games from all genres, all eras, all consoles, would be safe to say. Yep. Are we including mobile gaming in this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's all just digital gaming across the board. All right. Anything to add? Anything the listeners should know?
No. All right. Not really.
Let's get after it then. Question number one.
What are the names of the Italian plumber brothers who star in a long-running Nintendo franchise?
Oh, baby. Yep. Doc's got a smile on his face. Oh, yeah. Our generation is going to drop a layup on this one. You think this will hit with, you know, people born after 19 or maybe 2000?
I think so. If you had a Wii, for sure, because I had a Wii.
Okay.
And I played a lot of hours playing these kind of games and stuff.
Okay. Doctor, you still have a relationship with this console, as you just mentioned, the Nintendo series.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Nintendo console.
Universe.
Yeah. And so, obviously, the answer to this question is household name.
Yep. Very good. Yeah. Read it one more time for us. We'll give them 3 or 4 seconds to figure it out.
What are the names of the Italian plumber brothers who star in a long-running Nintendo franchise? Those names are Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Luigi. Yeah. They're like best friends to me. I mean, this is like my 8-year-old self just hanging with Mario and Luigi.
I mean, they're still cranking out Mario games. Mm-hmm. And so I think, every generation who played a console probably knows that.
Do you have a favorite Dex in this franchise?
I'd probably go some kind of Mario Kart.
Yeah. And that's still so relevant. I mean, the graphics obviously don't hold up to contemporary graphics, but it absolutely holds up. How about you,
Doc? Well, actually, with the Switch 2, then the launch game is Mario Kart World. So it's an open world Mario Kart.
No kidding?
Yeah. So it's pretty wild. You can not race one another and just explore the world. So it's pretty wild.
Oh, man. We have a long weekend coming up. Right. Me and you. Right. Well, very good. What can you teach us about Mario and Luigi?
Mario and Luigi have been Nintendo's iconic duo since the 1980s, battling Bowser, racing go-karts, and jumping through colorful worlds in one of gaming's most beloved franchises.
No doubt, man. And what's the ultimate goal almost always?
Oh, Princess Peach.
Gotta save the princess.
Save the princess.
That's right.
It's gotta save the princess. That's awesome. Very good. All right. Moving on to question number two.
Which sandbox game allows players to build structures, mine resources, fight mobs, and explore vast blocky worlds?
Okay. I got a good answer on this one. Doc, you know where we're living here?
I know what it is. I've never played it, but I'm definitely familiar with it.
Yeah.
I've definitely put in a lot of hours in this game.
So this is a game that is fun either by yourself or socially,
for sure.
Then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've spent time with your friends on this one. Okay. All right. We'll give them another read, and then we'll let them think about it and talk about it, and we'll get them an answer.
Which sandbox game allows players to build structures, mine resources, fight mobs, and explore vast blocky worlds?
All right. 5 seconds to think it through.
And that answer is Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft. Yeah.
So when you say sandbox game, what does that mean?
A sandbox is, I think it's synonymous with open world.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where you have the ability or luxury of following some sort of agenda or timeline or what do they call them? Missions a lot of times. Or you can just run around and do stuff haphazardly with no particular agenda in mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, Grand Theft Auto. There's a lot of big games like that nowadays.
Sure. But it's just synonymous with open world.
Yeah, I think so. Wouldn't you agree, Dex?
I
think so, too.
Okay.
I have not spent enough time in Minecraft to understand its capabilities. But, I mean, people have built some of the most elaborate machines, essentially. Yeah. A computer built within the game itself, right? What's the coolest thing you feel like you've ever done in Minecraft?
Gosh.
It's not going to compare to that. You don't have to try. I mean, that's crazy, right? Well, something cool.
I don't know.
Did you ever build a roller coaster on the mine?
No, I haven't done much cool stuff in that game.
Well, what are you doing with your life, man?
Pretty much just played the game. Haven't explored that too much.
And Doc, you've not played this game at all.
No, but it seems to be based on, and hopefully these aren't future questions, but things like SimCity, mm-hmm. Civilization, where you can just build things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's far beyond that, but... Sim was just building communities and, you know, towns and
love the Sim series.
Yeah.
Yeah. My relationship with this game is usually pretty short lived. I don't have that creative brain necessarily.
Right.
But it is fun to take. I mean, you're dropped into a world with some danger. It's not overbearing usually. And nothing. Like you have to cut down a tree with your hand. And then that creates an axe that you use to cut down more trees or harvest mineral. And it's fun to build, and then you get to a point, for me at least, where I'm done.
I played this one world probably maybe for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And like all day, every day, and then it just gets to a point where you've done pretty much everything you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what more is there to do? Okay. Well, I think this transitions us wonderfully, and we gotta teach us something first.
Yeah.
Go on.
Minecraft is the second best-selling game of all time, letting players unleash their creativity in endless customizable pixelated landscapes, from castles to roller coasters.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Roller coasters.
There it is. And yeah, that's a castle with a, you know, I always like to build a big glass, like, deck.
Yeah.
I don't know. they all end up looking the same after a while.
Yeah.
Now, you said it's the second best-selling game of all time.
Yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Do you know the most best-selling game of all time?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you wrote the matter of fact, you wrote a trivia that
I did a video game. Yeah, I think that was one of the questions, wasn't it?
Yeah, go back and check out our video games on our main show there. And we touch on the fact that it's Tetris is the best selling game of all time. Okay, as I was started to say a minute ago, this transitions wonderfully into question number three.
I think so too. What game platform allows users to customize avatars, earn Robux, create, and explore virtual worlds?
Wow, there's a heavy hint in there.
There is a very heavy hint.
Well, that's all right. We want to make sure that nobody goes home empty-handed here. So, yeah, this is, well, there's not a lot that we can banter about this without diving right into it. So give it to them one more time, and we'll let them come up with their answer.
What game platform allows users to customize their avatar, earn Robux, create, and explore virtual worlds?
Okay. 3, 2, 1. What do we got?
Roblox.
And for a very, very long time, I did not know that Robux and Roblox were a different word. So I was so confused. This is well after my time.
Sure, me
too. I have no experience whatsoever. But I can say this is one of the few activities that my children can all do together for a long period of time without eventually trying to kill each other. It's one of the very few.
I'd agree.
And this is an extremely social game. Help the listeners, especially the old men like Scott and I, understand what's the appeal to this.
There's a huge variety of things you can do. Like last night I was playing with my friend a horror game, and this morning I was playing a game where you make a garden. There's really...
Elaborate on horror game for me.
So there's a story and you have to like... figure out how to survive, basically.
So it's some kind of like zombies trying to kill you kind of thing?
Yeah, well, the one we were playing last night, you had to escape Stitch, like Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like he was evil and trying to kill you. So you had to survive.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Somebody created this story?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's in my facts.
Oh, okay.
Everything you play is just created by someone else. Another player of the game.
Okay. And you have played Big Brother?
Oh, yeah.
Right? A lot. I mean, truly. Yeah. What are some other kind of contemporary games that have made their way into Roblox?
Survivor, for sure.
Okay.
That's in there. Big Brother, we already mentioned that.
Yeah.
Other TV show games like that, like all kinds of shows like that.
Competition games of variety sizes. Yeah. Okay. Well, go ahead and teach us what you know.
Roblox is a social gaming platform where creativity meets community. Players can dress up, hang out with friends, and dive into everything from obstacle courses to virtual concerts, all created by other users.
Yeah, that is pretty slick, actually.
Yeah.
What would you have you ever made anything? I mean, even an attempt? Have you ever even gotten into the platform of the creation?
No,
platform?
That part is very hard, and I applaud anybody who can do that, because I definitely cannot.
Are there known Roblox? I almost said Robux. Roblox... creators that if you heard they made a new game, like it would catch your attention?
Probably not catch my attention. It probably would have years ago, but there's definitely people who put out lots of popular games and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Scotty, your girls into any of that stuff? Because this is almost done exclusively through mobile, right?
I mean,
I think you can do some on the computer.
But
it's very heavily mobile.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't play a lot of games on their phone.
Surprised how many people are involved in this, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It's in everybody's pocket, so why wouldn't you try to...
And social. Something you can do fun with your friends.
Yeah.
And for teenagers, especially ones who can't drive.
Yeah.
Sorry to remind you that. That is a big bonus. Okay. Ready for number 4?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Which fighting game series introduced the phase Finish Him and featured gory finishing moves called Fatalities?
Well, I want to say the voice, but I don't want to give it away. this is great.
It's a fun one.
So this is a fighting game, meaning one-on-one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is just pick your player and whoever knows the best moves or the cheat codes. Or
the best special whatever.
Yeah.
There was a spinoff of this on the PS2. It was like one of my favorite games.
Really?
Put a lot of hours in on it.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
Spinoff. I'm going to want
to reveal more. Yeah, reveal more in a minute. But yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah. So there's been a number of games in this that are this format, right? This one-on-one fighting.
Yeah.
You got to come up with the right one that uses Finish Him. Again,
and I wanted Fatalities. To get the voice.
All right. Read it for us again.
All right. Which fighting game series introduced the phrase Finish Him and featured gory finishing moves called Fatalities?
Okay. 3, 2, One. What is it?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Finish him.
Lawless Victory.
Lawless Victory. That's right. There's so many great ones. So, yeah, I'm dying to know what the spinoff was.
Then. It was called Sub-Zero.
Okay.
It might have been called something like Mortal Kombat Mythologies Sub-Zero. So I don't know if they planned to make others or they did, but it's a traditional, like, side-scrolling. You're Sub-Zero and you're working your way through levels.
Yeah.
Working your way through boss battles and just, you know, a very kind of traditional gaming format. So it had that combination of being in the Mortal Kombat world, but also for old guys like ourselves, that kind of classic side-scrolling.
Similar graphics, I assume? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that wasn't more popular.
And you had his fighting style.
Yeah.
You know, you had that brought along with you. Or you probably acquired those abilities along the way. That once again, sense. Very
some sort of RPG.
Common, yeah. But anyway, yeah, I logged a lot of hours. It was a fun game.
So this, the very first memory I have of this game was at a bowling alley. I'd go bowling. My dad was on a bowling league. I was a, you know, a younger teenager, probably. I mean, you just ripped through quarters playing this game and you're just constantly going back and asking for more. But yeah. It has evolved. I mean, Dex, even somewhat recently have gotten involved in what, 10? Mortal Kombat 10 probably or whatever?
I've played 9, 10, 11, and newest one, which is called MK1 for some
Obviously reason. It is.
Duh. Yeah.
Go back to the roots, probably.
Yeah.
A reboot of the original.
So that one has almost like all the characters.
Have they ever deviated, aside from the game that Doc mentioned, of course, from the format? Are there missions or anything like that?
So all the games have the classic side-by-side, obviously, 1v1. And then I know 10 and 11 for sure. Oh, 10, 11 and the new one for sure. They have like an open world kind of thing where you can earn like customizables for your skins and stuff.
Yeah.
Your characters.
Okay. All right. You got anything to add here?
Yeah. Mortal Kombat shocked arcades in the 90s with its brutal battles and over-the-top finishers, becoming a defining title in the fighting game genre.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite character?
I like Melina because she has like the big teeth.
On my time, I think.
No, I know she is.
Do you?
Wears purple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's Kitana's sister.
Yeah. At least know the name there. How about you, Doc? Did you have a favorite?
Not real. I guess Sub-Zero from you know, playing that one game, but yeah, not really. Yeah. I like to mix it up and do different characters.
His brother Scorpion, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, they
the big chain thing that they would throw at each other.
Get over here.
Get over here. All right, moving on to question number 5.
Right. Which classic game introduced the blue character who can run at supersonic speeds and debuted on the Sega Genesis in 1991?
1991. How long was that before you came? 19 years before you joined us on this earth. I love that you wrote this question in.
Yeah.
Very good. I played this game a lot, as did my younger brother, who, I mean, this was kind of his identifying game. This is his series that he really enjoyed. But he's quite a bit young. He's 8 years younger than I am, too. Mm-hmm. So, Doc, you played
it? Yeah, I played it, I wouldn't say a lot. There was another Sega game that I played more of, but... I mean, it's addictive game.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Give it to us one more time.
Which classic game introduced the blue character who can run at supersonic speeds and debuted on the Sega Genesis in 1991?
Sega Genesis. Oh, man. That's the first gaming console I ever bought with my very own money.
Nice.
Saved up all the birthday and Christmas money. Anyway, give us the answer.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic. They made movies about Sonic and his nemesis, Knuckles, I believe is his name.
Yeah.
Right? He's red.
Yeah.
I know. That's crazy. But coins. Coins, and he ran so fast you could do like go upside down and all kinds of rando stuff. Yeah. Are they still making Sonic games to your knowledge, Dex?
I haven't played one in a while, but I would assume they're still putting them out.
I mean, they're still putting movies out. Yeah. I guess they probably
why wouldn't
some kind
they?
Of
yeah.
franchise. Sure. Yeah. I don't know who owns Sega these days. It's not Nintendo, a console system anymore.
Oh, really?
Oh, do they?
Thought so. I mean, Sonic is definitely on Nintendo game systems.
Okay. That's probably because it was proprietary. It was Sega specific for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what do we know about Sonic?
Sonic the Hedgehog became Sega's speedy mascot, dashing through loops and collecting rings in a fast-paced alternative to Nintendo's slower-paced games.
Yeah. What were the point of the rings? Do we remember? Just the goal?
There was probably some kind of...
You couldn't buy anything with rings or power-ups.
Yeah, it could be extra lives. I don't know.
Get to 100 rings, you might get something cool. I don't know. Listeners, let us know. Yeah, we don't know. All right. Well, that's five, right?
Yeah.
That knocks it out. Well, very good. So I want to finish this out. I want to ask you about something creative. Now, we've talked about how, you know, what your favorite type of game is or what you've spent the most time doing. It's a social event for you. Has there ever been a game out there that you wish they would have made or wish they would make that, you know, you've never at least been exposed to in one form or another?
I would like, you know, like God of War and stuff like that. If there was like a horror version of those kind of story games, because there's a bunch of thrillers and mysteries of those games, but there's not really a real horror one.
So God of War would be considered open world. Would that be sandbox, so to speak?
I think so.
So there's a gray area in some of those games. There was an Avengers game that I just couldn't sink my teeth into because it advertised itself as fairly open world, but it was really limited on where you could go. So that's not traditionally open world. Mm-hmm. What about you, Scott? Has there ever been something that has crossed your mind? Like, man, I wish they'd make a game about fill in the blank.
Well, you and I have talked about Voltron before. I don't know. I'm not aware of a Voltron game.
No, I don't know.
I mean, that would be great.
Yeah. And open world certainly lends itself to unlimited creativity.
Yeah. Right. And there's what, five different characters, six? Like you could.
Depends over the era.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, you could select a different character or like a lot of games do. You know, you wouldn't be stuck with one type of person. Each one has their own skill set. So yeah, that'd be fun.
Talk about social gaming too. You get your buddies together and everybody picks their own lion.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So I've similarly wanted to do something where there are Avengers or superheroes, common superheroes that we know, but true open world. But you could also choose to be the villain, right?
Like, did you ever play the Spider-Man game?
Yes.
Yes, like similar to that kind of?
I think that is a great comp, in fact. I think so. But you would have your choice of whatever superhero, so you're choosing whatever powers they have, or maybe even working as a team, you know, as an Avenger type thing. But you also have the opportunity to be a Thanos.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something along those lines to wreak havoc. Because part of the fun for playing video games is almost pretending like you're in a movie, right? Especially open world games, like storybook games like that. And, you know, almost pretending that you're in that environment. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's fun to be the bad guy. Right? Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much.
Of course.
You going to write some more for us?
Should I?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening, families. If there is anything you'd like for us to do in terms of these topics, by all means, let us know at theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com. We've got a number of this summer series out, so if you'd like some more, tune in to one of those. We'll see you. Thanks, Dex.
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.